Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of September 2016, and this is the 439th Mole Out Loud podcast. I just sat down and I thought my neighbour must be moving a whole lot of furniture around. There was a sort of a lot of noise going on, and then suddenly I realised that what it was thunder, and it was rolling. It rolled for a really long time before it really broke into a clap. It's a bit of a surprise because it's been a very beautiful blue-skied day today, and there's still a blue sky where I'm looking, but clearly behind the house something else entirely is going on. So there was a sudden downpour. But I am inside, not that I mind being out in the rain at all, but I am inside and I haven't done the washing. And I've had a really lovely day today. It's been very still somehow, quiet, partly because I did actually manage to finish Murmurs yesterday on target. And so Saturday is a sort of breath of fresh air, and it really reminded me what a good idea that was, because for the last few weeks I've really been working on them. Last week it wasn't too bad. I kind of finished it on Saturday afternoon, but that did mean, you know, another day not doing what I'd meant to do and not doing things. So I felt quite liberated today when I woke up, and I've spent a bit of time working on my novel, both here and at the cafe, and that's such a good environment as well. I was just reading John le Carré, he's just put out a memoir called The Pigeon Tunnel, and there are excerpts around. There's an excerpt in The Guardian from this book, and he talks about writing in cafes and on benches, just writing outside and away from the desk, as well as the desk. And so I feel as if I'm in good company going to the cafe and writing there, and it doesn't seem to be a problem for them either. So I've been doing that, and the other thing I've been doing today is looking for a hat. Oh gosh, can you hear that? I'm glad it's not my neighbour. Sorry, I completely lost my thread just then. I've been looking for a hat. Tonight is our annual dinner, our annual bell ringing dinner. And so each year, although we miss, so each year we have this dinner in honour of William Champion, who was a convict who was sent out to Tasmania, but he wasn't only a convict, he was also a hatter, or had been a hatter, in his native village of Dursley in Gloucestershire. And not only was he a hatter, but he was also a bell ringer. And he was the first person to organise and engineer getting bells for Tasmania. So it meant fundraising and teaching people and actually getting the bells out here, ordering them. And it... that was in 18. They arrived in 1847 and were first rung at the regatta, the Hobart Regatta, as a celebration. So we're celebrating, what, about 169 years since those bells first came out here, and William Champion, the hatter, he also had he had licensed premises after he had worked off his sentence, and his licensed premises were called the Jolly Hatter. So part of the way through our evening meal tonight, we toast William Champion, and we all wear hats to do the toast. And last year I found this wonderful hat, and then we had to cancel the dinner, so we didn't have one last year. And this year I thought, oh well, that's great, I've got a hat for this year, and it isn't anywhere to be found. And I have a vague feeling that last Christmas I was a bit unsure. I couldn't find a present for somebody I needed a present for, and I think I gave them this hat. So I have stopped looking, because it isn't where it was, and I can't quite remember this giving it, but I think I did. And you may think a hat is not an easy thing to lose, really, but it was quite a tiny hat. It was a... I think I might even have a photograph of it somewhere. It was a finger puppet hat, and it was a top hat with a rabbit inside. So you kind of put it on your finger upside down, and then you can push the rabbit out of the hat. And my idea was to put some hat elastic on the top of the hat, so I would wear it upside down with a rabbit. And I'm rather sorry I can't do that, so I've had to scrummage around for an alternative, and all I can really find is a bobble hat that I had when I was a child, that my mother knitted and my father made a pom-pom for. So I think I'll have to wear that, which is a bit of a pity, because I really, really liked the other hat. I'm rather hoping that I will find it, you know, after the event. But I do think I did give it to someone. So that's one of the things I've been doing today, and I've been listening to a program on the radio about foghorns, and doing this writing. So a lovely, lovely day. I do hope that you've had a great day today too, and I hope you had a good day yesterday too, when I was not sending you a podcast. And yes, I hope that you have a calm day. I suppose calm is about not having things that are pressing that you have to do, but of course it's also a state of mind, and those two things seem to have come together today. Maybe too, because it's been quite a strange couple of weeks for me, maybe I'm really noticing this sort of getting back into myself again. So that's where I'm at, and I do really hope that you are well as well, and that you have enjoyed the day as much as I have, or will do if it's yet to come. And tomorrow, Sunday, is another day again. So I wish you all the best for Sunday, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.